kosher to be a dayan. Umani who is this gola? Can top of dachnun. Umani Reb Meir. A mishnah goes according to Reb Meir Shita. Rashi says the posel suma biyachas main of lodun, that this is a psul, he can't be a dayan. The tani would learn like this. Hoy Rabbi Meir and Reb Meir used to say, Mat tamlo, what does the posel say alpiyim? According to an alpiyim, that yoch alpiyim yokoriv v'chol nega. That according to the dayanim should be any riv and any nega. What does that mean to say? What does the parish of ribim of arguments have to do with the parish of negoyim? It says alpiyim yo koriv v'chol nega. So makish, this pasuk comes to say hekeshir ribim l'negoyim. The parish of ribim, that means of machlekes toin v'nitun and dinim omnis. If you have arguments one against the other, to the lock of negoyim, man negoyim, just like the parish of negoyim. When a kohen paskin, somebody's tummy has a neger on him. The locker is biyoyim. He has to paskin by daytime. The pasuk says of yom haras boyd, that you look at it is af reading the same thing as shal about reading of bachloikasim is b'yom the bez noni paskin b'yom that the b'dayon noni paskin din amon is b'yom and not b'layla, and the same thing oman negoyim shleib b'sum, just like a negoyim a kohen to paskin person has a tumas neger or not, a blind kohen cannot paskin. Tzivus says l'chol mari ein ha'kohen. Now the kohen has to be able to see it completely. He has to have a good eyesight to see it. Rashi says the sibla chol mare in yakoyim ad yiko kula mare can see completely is af reivim the same thing by halachis of dayon the paskin dina mamnis shloi besuma that a dayon that's a blind that's a person that's blind cannot be a dayon. Now we go right with the sekish or makish also negoyim we makish backwards negoyim to pasha reivim of dina mamnis. Ma reivim just like the pasha of machloikisim ad dina mamnis. Shloi b'kroivim, Makarov cannot paskin. Rashi says the nafkalon miloyim muso avos abonim, that a father cannot paskin the son to die. Is af negoyim the same thing? Rashi says ain koyin roigin egel korov. So where says af negoyim shloi b'kroivim, that a koyin cannot paskin for his own korov, his own son, a wrong relative, whether he's tummy or not. A koyin korov cannot paskin for his kroivim. That's why we makish. That's why Meir Shita makish both ways. Ribim to Negoyim and Negoyim to Ribim. So that's the din of our Mishnah, that a dayan that's blind, or even a one eye, cannot pass in the halachis, but he could be right to say this. For it says, now if so, even my Ribim just at the parish of Dinam Omnis Bishloshi, you have to have three dayanim to pass in Dinam Omnis. Maybe after Negoyim Bishloshi, when a Kohen wants to pass in, if a person of Tum is Nega, you also have to have three, maybe. If it didn't want to swear like that, if the Mom you have to have three dayanim, so the paskin on your own goof, whether you're tummy or not, for sure you should have to have three. On this note, Talmudim, the pasuk says, "Vuve alaron akayin, to bring it to Aaron akayin, or yalechad mi bonav akanim to one of his children, the kanim." His whole lamarot here we learn out. Shafilu kayin echod royes negoyim. Says vuve alaron akayin, or al echod mi bonav echlin bonav mash, even only one of them. Mash, but clearly even one kayin has right to paskin dinay negoyim. Mor says, "No, who Samuel is a blind person?" The heavy bishop he said, "Rabbi Yechonam." He was in a neighborhood, a neighbor of Rabbi Yechonam. Deve Kedayin Dina, or some of Girsa Dien Dina. But our Girsa says the heavy Kedayin Dina was paskening. He was a Dayan, even though he was blind. So, Beloy Koma Le, Beloy Me, they didn't tell him anything. So the question is why? Hey, Chidab, Yochi, Yad Rabbi Yechonam do like this, to let him pasken. I, Vom Rabbi Yechonam, and says, Loch, Gestam Mishnah, Pasken, Gestam Mishnah. But tonight we're in our Mishnah that kol kosher lodin kosher lodin, that was kosher to be a dayan, is also kosher to say edus. But our Mishnah says v'yeshra some people kosher lodin kosher to say edus, but v'yein kosher lodin is not kosher to be a dayan. For me, when we say l'sum, how does it come to include? V'yom Rabbi Yechonam l'su yisum of yachas meinu. The Rabbi Yechonam himself says this, that a blind person in one eye cannot be a dayan. So how did Rabbi Yechonam let his neighbor, like in his neighborhood, be paskin shalos if he was blind in one eye? Smor says Rabbi Yechonon Enoch Nami, but Stom Achrin Ashkes. He found another Stam Mishnah. This Nami, along with this in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, the Dine Momnis Donen Bayim Dine Kapaskin Bedaytime. The Gemara Blad can finish off the Psak at night. So the Chum can finish off Psak at night. Mashmi do not make the Sekish of Rebim to Negoyim, because the Goyim he cannot do at night time. Now since here Stam Mishnah says you could pass and Dina Mamnis could finish all the Psak at night time, Mashma Stam Mishnah not like Rameya. So therefore, Rabbi Yechonam passed that a blind person can still be a dayan. So that's the question more. Yuma, the high stam, high stam. How do you know to know which stam is the Ikamish to Paskan like? There are two stam mishnah. How do you know which one to Paskan like? He boils it before a case like this. Stam of the Rabbi Modif. That's me, that's a stam of the Rabbim. Therefore, that's Odif. In other words, here it's a machlokes from Meir and Chachomim. So if you have a stam mishnah like Chachomim, stam mishnah like Remei, it's better to Paskan like the Rabbonin. Because the Rabbonim are still a stam, are still a Rabbim. Because if you have only a stam mishnah like Remei, you would Paskan like a stam mishnah. But now that you have a stam mishnah like the Rabbonin also, about a small stam for the state of Paskan like the Rabbonin Shita. Therefore, we all did a dying, even though he's blind, could Paskan. And what did the Gemara did, could even be at Lila also. If you boy him, another test if you want, Mishnah, the Gatonia law, Gabi Hilchas Adina. This was learned in Sanhedrin, which is talking about Hilchas Dayanim. Right, so the Sanhedrin, the Kormairi Kulu Mesech the Bedinim. Hilchach Ikari, therefore, Mesech the Sanhedrin, and that's the Ikar for Paskening, how to be a Dayan. Aval Hach over here, this Mishnah in Nidom, Leitanan Lohacha Gabi Nidu, El Agab Gurov, the Nakh of the Yotzabah. Here, so he brought down, since you have other Mishnahs like this, it schleps along this Mishnah also. Therefore, this Mishnah is not the Ikastam, but rather the Stam is Sanhedrin, that's the Ikastam. Therefore, we're going to pass on that Stam Mishnah over there, that we are not Makish Rebim to Negoyim, and therefore, even though a Sumis, a Kain Suma, cannot pass the Nuchas Negoyim, but a Dayan, even though he's a Suma, he's a blind, he could pass Kandine Mamis. Now the Mishnah says, Kol Shechayiv B'maisris, any Tfu, anything that grows, that's Chayiv B'maisris, Shrumas B'maisris, is a metamor tumas eichlin, that's called an eichel, will be mekabo tumas eichlin. But the yesh to a certain things, is she metamor tumas eichlin, has tumas eichlin on it, but the yeh nechai b'maisris, are not chai b'maisris. So more so, the su yimai, what are these things that have tumas eichlin on it, but does not have trumas b'maisris? So more says, la su yeh, bosa b'dogam b'aitzim, things that do not grow, like meat, or fish, or eggs. If these things are called an eichel, and have tumas eichlin, but it would not have the chi of trumas b'maisris. Then the Mishnah says, Kol shechai b'peya, anything that grows that's chai b'peya, is chai b'maisris. Who are then? These things are chai b'maisris, are called ponim midirabonin. Because midiraisi, only chai b'mais and truma, only dog on tirish v'yitzer, only on grapes and olives and the five grains. But midirabonin, anything that grows in Eretz Yisrael is chai b'maisris. So therefore, the Mishnah says, that akol ponim midirabonin, that anything that's chai b'peya, anything that grows, a field that grows, it's chayiv and pay it, leave over a corner of it for the neim. You should know those things that grow are also chayiv and maisris. But v'yeshter are certain things, shechayiv and maisris, you have to give a trumas and maisris from them. But v'yena chayiv and pay it, you're part of them leaving over pay. If you have a field growing of these things, you have no chayiv to leave over pay. Leave over a corner for the neim. So what does lasuya mai was to come to include? Lasuya tain of yerek comes to include tain of fig, the yerek and vegetables. That shein echay bepeya, these things you put it from peya, and we'll soon see why. The Tanan will learn like this. Klal omer bepeya, there's a general rule that says vehichos peya. It says like this. Kol shu oichel, anything that's a food that's eaten, if it grows, you have it leave over peya. Venishma, something that you watch, it's not hefka. If you can do limno or it's have to grow out of the ground, and not like bosa. Only katosa kechem is when the tree is, or when the field is full, means when it's ripe, all the crop is ripe at one time. Not like certain trees, like a fig tree, that part is ripe now and part is ripe later. That's called Lukitos Kechod. What you, the crop is all full, ripe at one time. Or Machnis Lakim, when you bring home this Tfua, it could stay a while. You don't have to eat it up right away, it doesn't rot away. And these things are Chayiv Epeya. Now we explain, what does it mean to say? Oichel, that's what it says, Oichel is chayiv, lemutei svichei sati mekoytzen. Svichei means things that grow by themselves, not that you planted it, but the seed fell and grew by itself. Sati mekoytzen is a type of leaves that the main purpose of it is not feeding, but to dye with it. You use it for dyeing, to make a dye, to make a color from it. That's the main purpose of it. Therefore, it's not called an oichel, to mechayiv and pei, because the main purpose is not feeding, it's for dyeing purposes. The question is, why does it have to say svichei? Things that grow by themselves, one is say what you plant. So a different short, the Mumshad Rashi says is that what grows Svichim, these things are not fit so much for eating purposes. But the first ones that grow, they're fit for eating purposes, that's why it says Svichim. These are potter from Peya. But the first ones that grow could be the Chayvim Peya. Then it says, Venishma, something you watch, that's Lamute Hefka, the Hefka is potter from Peya. Then it says, the Gedulim, and other things that grow out of the ground, Lemute kmeima patrias, lemute mushrooms. Mushrooms are not chayiv in peyah, they don't grow out of the ground. It's called it grows out of the ear. Well, the kitos like yechor, it says, you pick it off all at one shot. Lemute tena comes to exclude a tena fig tree. Because it doesn't go, all become ripe at one time, at different times of the year is it ripe, therefore you plot it from peyah. Umach nisei lekiyim, lemute yer comes to exclude a yerek. Because Iraqis vegetables get rotten right away. So you have to eat them up right away. They can't preserve them. Now, v'ilu gavi ma'isa mashenkin by ma'isa tenam lele this kol shuwa is nothing that's edible. The nishma that you watch is not hefka. The dulem nors grows out of the ground. These things are chayy b'maisrois. But v'ilu likitos akechad this left tonight that's likitos akechad. Whereas the machnis lekiyim that you have to be able to store it away to last. Lekatara doesn't say these things by Maisris. Therefore, Tainim are Chayiv and Maisris, even though they're potter from Peya. But says, Vimhoyabem, Bishumim, with Solom, let's say that onions or some garlic there, then Chayavim, then Taka the Chayiv and Peya, these Yerokis are Lekiyum, these things could be preserved, these things could stay. The Tanan will learn like this, Melav Nais Pitzom, if you have a row, of onions growing, shebein hayerek, in between vegetables. Now, you have a big field, and in between the vegetables, you have rows of onions growing. So, the question is, do these rows of onion divide up the field to make each part into a separate small field, or it's all called one big field? Each field is called each row, each row divides up that field into a separate field, and from each field, you have to take off pay separately. The chomer, the chomer said, "No, the chomer mean miyachas alakol. Take off one pay for the whole thing, but our core point, because they hold the so-called one big field, that's lucky. You have to take off pay at once. But our core point, and you see here clearly that by b'tzolim, this type of a yerek is called the darvach nisulakiyum, is mechuyev in a payah." Now the Gemara says, "Omer Rabba bar Barchono, Omer Reb Yechanon, Ulshin, that's his endives, is shezoron." When you first grew them, you had a mind to feed it to the animals. Then later you had a mind to feed it, to give it to a person to eat.